Hello everyone and welcome to another edition of podcast at Equity Manager. This edition, we will try to give you a perspective on what can we expect from gold prices. So the last commentary we made on gold, at that time gold was hitting a peak. And we clearly idea diya tha ki pullback is very likely. So we saw that from approximately, you know, when we talk of ETF point of view, the ETF that we track, gold gave a 5 to 6% pullback. And then buying was again seen and it's again at an all-time high. So, iska reason hame samajhna chahiye that gold always is considered as a safe haven. When there are high risks in terms of political scenarios or, you know, in any other way, the world is experiencing risk like it did with COVID scenario. People rush to gold. And currently, aap dekh rahe hain that in the last 5 months itself in 2025, we have had almost three kind of wars. Tariff war is also considered a sort of a war. It's more of an economical war, not with guns and bombs and missiles, but it is an act of aggression, right? So we saw the US tariff wars, which subsided. We saw the India-Pakistan escalation. Now we are seeing the Israel-Iran war again escalate. And as such, Ukraine-Russia war is still going on, which was supposed to stopped by the US, but it has not happened. And at the same time, we are seeing oil prices also spike up. So, in this case, what happens is that the world does not look at stocks or risky assets like stocks or maybe crypto as the preferred place to park money. And they look at probably gold. So, gold has again come to the center stage. Now, one analysis which we would like to give our viewers, which is gold versus silver. Agar aap dekhi, traditionally, there is a ratio which has been tracked. And if you check online, just enter in your search, gold to silver ratio historically, you will get some statistics. 1:25 has been the peak. Iska matlab kya hota hai? To buy 1 unit of gold, 25 units of silver has to be purchased. That is the ratio what we are talking about. And traditionally, it has peaked at that level. And currently also, you see that is the ratio. So we did see that silver also started climbing and going forward, maybe for next very short term, lekin agar aap dekhen over a period of maybe next 1 to 2-3 years, probably that could be a scenario that gold either has to correct or gold has to stay a little sideways or grow slower, silver has to catch up. Because the ratio again agar aap dekhen, to wahi peak pe pahunch gaya hai. Now silver has a lot of acceptance and use cases in the industrial scenario. It is required a lot for emerging businesses like data centers and electric vehicles mein consumption because silver is a very good conductor. So silver ka usage is expected to go up. So the expectations from that point of view should also be both point of view with respect to demand of silver as well as the hum ratio bata rahe hain jo gold or silver ka. Silver should also catch up. So investors ko kya samajhna chahiye that diversification in the portfolio is very important. Aap sirf ek hi particular segment mein apna sara paisa nahi dalna chahiye, right? If you look at gold ko hum bolte the hedge against inflation, but it has risen over the last 20 years ka data nikala hai agar gold ka to 12 to 13% CAGR compounded annual growth diya hai, which is tremendous. And in the last 2 years, almost 30% rise. In 2024, 2025 also it has written 30%. So gold ka kya rehta hai ki gold stays sideways for a long term and then suddenly gives rises. So we see in many big large cap stocks stay silent and then rise. Consolidation period ke baad. And right now with these geopolitical tensions, chances of gold falling a lot to kam hai. But kaha tak rise hoga, we don't know. But technical indicators say that it's already pretty highly overbought zone. It could go up more. However, do look at silver also. Aur uske samjhiye use cases kya hai. Usko samjhiye demand kya hai. And take a well-informed decision. And diversification is very important. Because precious metals mein mostly people look at gold as the only alternative. So we just gave a point of view. Yahan koi buy-sell recommendation nahi hai. Disclaimer. Aapko apna khud ka, you should do your due diligence and checks. And make well-informed decisions. Consult somebody who is your financial advisor. but do read and understand more. That creates more awareness. So till our next edition of podcast on this subject, precious metals, till next edition, signing off, take care and happy investing.